Welcome to episode 1239 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about a bunny rabbit. That's right, not the Easter bunny. That time has passed. It's gone. It's out of the space forever, out of our sphere. I'm talking about a bunny, a real bunny. What happened to me the other day was me and Sarah were taking our puppy out for a walk, our Boer Bull Bane, and enjoying life. AJ's out playing with his friends. It's a beautiful afternoon in North Carolina. Really picture perfect day. Couldn't ask for anything more. We're walking, and all of a sudden we see this little bunny rabbit that's hopping across one of the neighbor's yards, and AJ and his friend are looking at him, and they're trying to figure out, all right, do we trap him here, or, you know, can we catch him? Bane's not really paying attention yet. He doesn't really see it, and long story short with that is we wind up just not doing anything. We kind of leave the bunny alone. It hops away somewhere else, and we go on about our day, right? So fast forward to the next morning, I'm getting ready to take AJ out and getting the car started and just, you know, making sure I get the last minute things taken care of. And something small, brown, you know, crosses my peripheral, and it kind of freaks me out. It kind of scares me. It stuns me for a second because I don't know what it is. And all of a sudden, I recognize that it's a bunny rabbit. I'm not sure if it's the same one. I don't know if bunny rabbits hold grudges or not. But if it did, I felt like he intentionally tried to scare me as retaliation. And maybe I'm making that up in my head. But either way, this bunny pops out from the front of my car. I don't see it at first. Then I do see it. I kind of do a little step back. Like, I'm not a fan of rodents. I didn't scream. If you want to look on Ring cameras and stuff like that, there is no evidence of me shrieking or yelping or whining or anything like that. But I definitely did do a flinch. I definitely, right, had one of those moments. And it made me laugh because I thought to myself, this bunny just got me back. This bunny just paid me back with this idea that I had the day before with Bane, where I kind of joked around like, hey, let's let Bane off the leash. Let's let him get this bunny, right? Ha ha. And then the bunny's like, oh, not so fast, my friend. You think you're going to sneak up on me? I'm going to sneak up on you and play games with you. Now, it's an inanimate object. It doesn't know. It doesn't have a conscience. It doesn't have plotting and planning ability, as far as we know. But I wonder, where are the bunnies in your life? Where are the bunnies getting you back that you thought, haha, I got you, and instead it has you? What would that look like? Could be a thought, could be a belief, could be just a way of being. Who knows? All that said and done, remember that you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future, you control your freedom, and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.